First, let me introduce, I think she was, might be introduced earlier, Martina Celje. And Martina is from the community in Bari, another one. So Luca and Beba, and now Martina. So actually, Paolo and I are getting a very, very bad rap down there because all the they all seem to come here. Anyhow, Martina is here studying in London, just arrived. But she was with the Grist of the Kairos team at the event this summer. There's a group of them that came up from Bari for that as well. So she will share of her experience. Over to you. O come si dice, tocca a te.
Okay, first of all, sorry for my English. It's very bad because right now I have like a English low battery, especially with my social battery. So how can I say? The experience in Lisbon was really, really good. The environment was really exciting, was really... It was really amazing, yeah. And I found out like polite people, very, very gentle, especially with me, because in my entire life I experienced like a toxic friendships, and I used to have like a trust issues and problems regarding kindness. I was really suspicious. Especially, I really cannot display other feelings. So this experience, yeah, it really changed me a lot. And officially, I was reborn. Yeah, I was reborn in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you what happened, because for me it was really strange, even to explain. We were like in group discussions, oh God, the mosquitoes, leave. And one of the girls of this group said to me, like a vision. She said that I was covered like a gray hour around me, and I saw the God. I don't remember the physical path of God, because I don't remember if she said, but doesn't matter. And he take my hand and he said, come with me. And I was entering like a magic forest. Using this portal, how can I explain? And I, firstly, I was shocked. I said, oh my God, what is that? This is really weird to her. And yeah, that really shocked me a lot. And I thought a lot of things, especially with this vision. And it was, I remember when the group of discussion was in the afternoon, and then in the evening we had a workshop like this at the moment. And that day, it was a Saturday, I think. It was really, really strong. And the vibe, the mood was really, really high. I remember that there were a lot of people enjoying and praying very, very much. And I don't know the exact moment what happened. I cried a lot. I really, really cried a lot. And I never experienced in my life, because I don't remember when I cried a lot. It was a really intensive moment. And I, how can I say, I saw in my mind all my good memories, especially my childhood memories when I was with my uncle, that he passed away. And when I was with my brother, we played a lot in our villa gardens. And this is all the good memories that I have right now. And I will say very thank you to God to experience it. Amen, yes. And I say, I was saying thank you, Lord, because my good memories come back finally. Yeah. And I felt that I was reborn. Despite my thoughts, this is true, this is not, what is that? And a stranger that was there said to me, I have a passage for you, like this. And I said, what kind of passages is this? And it was Paula, Galati, in Galatians. Galatians 20, I suppose 20 passages, verse 2. I don't remember, maybe it's another passage, but I remember it was Galatians. That it confirms I was really reborn in the name of Jesus Christ and his spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Martina. Carl, there you are. And then I've had one person already come up to me that would like to share something, but then it's going to go open mic, so be thinking about other things to say.
Thank you. Hey, everyone. So I was lucky enough to be one of the people who prepared for this conference, and it took a lot of work, a lot of months, and a lot of hours, but we were able to gather 300 people in Portugal and do this conference after a pandemic, after so many people had been in lockdown, had not experienced community, had not experienced international community. And it was just amazing. I really saw a thirst in young people that I hadn't seen before. Thirst for community, a thirst for friendship, for relationships that was just non-existent before. We focused on the theme of arise, and we had four talks which were based on biblical characters. We looked at Abraham, Elijah and Elisha, Esther and Mordecai, and we looked at Paul. And again, there was something of people wanting something, and some of them didn't know what that thing was. Some of them were in Portugal to find out, what am I here for? What am I doing with my life? And we as Kairos tried to provide an environment for people to find answers, to find Jesus. And people did. Martina is one of many, many, many stories of young people who came and had their lives being touched. I think one thing I sort of really thank the Lord for was a re-envisioning for our call as Kairos and sort of the Spirit as international, charismatic, disciples, and ecumenical. This was something, again, 300 people from all five continents. And it was just amazing to see people were just there worshiping the Lord and wanting to hear his call. So many of you I know prayed. Thank you very much. I think it was a successful conference and people's lives were touched. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello. Yes. Good evening. My name is Kyria. I'm married to the wonderful, fantastic James, the administrator. Next year we are going to celebrate 30 years of marriage. Ha ha, do you remember that? So, most of you know that I am mother to the wonderful Joshua. And, oh, he's covering his face. I'm embarrassing him. Sorry, Joshua. And we also have two other sons, Benjamin and Nathaniel. So Benjamin and Nathaniel, thank you, Antioch, for the grounding that Benjamin and Nathaniel both got in Antioch. A lot of it due to George, as well as George here. Okay, so much prayer that George poured into those two young men. And they are not with Antioch anymore, but they are still following the Lord profoundly. That's all I ever asked of the Lord. You know, there's that our children would follow God. We knew by the time Nathaniel was in year three that he did not want to go to university. So praying for him to have a strong career was never on the cards, but I always prayed that he would follow the Lord, and I'm so grateful to God. So Benjamin and Nathaniel go to the Holy Trinity Brompton Network, and we as a family, we went to Focus over the summer. Focus is the holiday, the prayer conference that Holy Trinity Brompton run every year. And do you know what? The themes of that conference were so similar to what was going on in Portugal. The themes that God is saying to us were so similar about emboldening us to talk about the Lord to people. And I am not saying that the world is going to end soon, but I seriously, sincerely believe that we should be living as if it's the last days, because that sharpens our life and it sharpens our focus. And I have been praying that the Lord will embolden me to talk to people. So as a lot of you know, I love to go swimming. I've had so many profound conversations with ladies in the changing rooms after swimming, and I'm praying that the Lord will embolden me. So in HTB, Benjamin and Nathaniel have been doing this, and they've passed it on to me. We've been doing 28 days of prayer and fasting, asking for God to send his Spirit. And we've been asking for the re-evangelization of the nation, the re-evangelization of Great Britain. Can you hear me? Hello? The revitalization of the church and the transformation of society. We've been doing 28 days of prayer and fasting for that. With that in mind, Alpha courses across Great Britain, most of them start on October the 4th. So it's coming up soon. So please, you know, if you're thinking about what to pray about, which I'm sure none of us ever think, what can I pray about now? But pray for Alpha, which is starting on October the 4th across the nation. Pray for an emboldening of us. Be aware, be expectant, because I truly believe that God is on the move. One little example. Some of us here, we went to Acton History Group, which is another of my passions. And I met this girl at Acton History Group, and she started talking about God. And I invited her. I said, would you like to come to Alpha on October the 4th? Do you know what? She said, yes. I nearly fell through the floor. I couldn't believe it. She said, yes, the first time I had talked to her about it. So I was really excited that she's hopefully going to come to Alpha. So let's pray. Let's pray for our country. Re-evangelization of the nation, revitalization of the church, transformation of society. And the final thing that I will going to say, isn't this fun? Isn't this wonderful? And we're going to do this again on October the 14th. So if you would like to be part of the Lord's Day on October the 14th, please invite people. You know, it's lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for those of you who have contacted me. But, you know, this time, I don't have time this time to put everyone in groups. Why don't I have time? Oh, because my daughter is about to have a baby. Thank you, Lord. And so I don't have time to put everyone in groups this time, so please invite people to your houses for the Lord's Days. If you're stuck about who to invite, then contact me, because I have a few people who would really like to have an invitation. And if you would like to be invited and you have not yet received an invitation, please contact me. But this is such fun, isn't it? So please, let's do it again on October the 14th. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyria. Thank you, Kyria. And thank you for all the work you do on the Lord's Days. Absolutely wonderful for us. John, now, you see, the funny thing, John, was if you weren't going to stand up, I was going to say, John, do you have something to share? So I'm really glad you stood up.
Okay. Well, talking about evangelization and all the other stuff, and people have mentioned going on the turning. Well, I've been out on the turning a few times, and it's been great. And I was very... I was a bit nervous, and I still get a bit nervous before I go out, but once I go out, I'm okay. I get the nerves go away. But it's very different to sort of things I've done before. I've led people to say the, you know, the sinner's prayer and ask Jesus into their heart when I've been praying for them for healing and stuff. But I've never actually gone out up to people cold and say, you know, God loves you and he's got a plan for your life. And do you know what the Bible says? And if you died tonight, would you go to heaven? Do you know whether that's true or not? And so those are the, there's a script that you have to go through. And it's sort of programmed. And it's been, it's a bit nerve-wracking to start with, but it's been great because I've really felt the Lord at work. And I'd encourage you guys to do the turning because it's great. What I usually do is I stick to the script, but I'm always listening out for the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit gives me information about the person I'm praying for, I drop the script and I go for what the Holy Spirit says. And which is basically what I do when I do when I'm praying for people in prayer ministry. And the Holy Spirit has turned up in all the conversations that I've had and all the things that I've done. I've prayed for people. I've seen, the last time I did it was this Tuesday. A guy came along. I asked him what his name. He says, oh, he said, my name's Mohammed. I said, oh, well, you must be a Muslim then. He said, yes. And then I've read up a bit because there's a, they've got this mosque in Acton. There's 1 million and something Muslims in London. And there's lots of them in Acton. We know all about the JWs and the Mormons and a bunch of other people. But not many people seem to know much about Islam. And so God's put that on my heart a bit. So I don't know where I'm going with this. But basically, I said, can I pray for you? He said, yes. I said, right, okay. Well, I pray, Mohammed, that you have a long and peaceful life and that in the, they talk about Jesus. He's called Isa in the Quran. I say, I pray that he would read all the bits about Isa in the Quran and that you, Jesus, would reveal yourself to him. And that your Holy Spirit would bring him to a knowledge of Jesus. And that at some point he would ask you into his life. And so he said, oh, thank you. He said, thank you for, because I tied it to the Quran. And then he went and stood at the bus stop. And I had a copy of the Gospel of John in my pocket. And I really felt the Lord wanted me to give it to him. So I went over and I said, this is the gospel, the Injil. It says in the Quran that 547, it says, let the people of the gospel judge by what Allah has revealed to them. So I said, this is the gospel And this is what we follow. And I gave him the Gospel of John. He said, thank you for that, because he'd never had a gospel, he never read it. So, and I don't know, it's God's been in it. And I just encourage you, if you feel led to do evangelism, go and do it, because it's, you get blessed. As you bless someone else, God blesses you. And that's what I want to say.
If you if you're at a dining room table and you're sitting at the same table as John, ask him what happened outside of Lidl in Acton during the summer, and he'll tell you a story about that one. It was an amazing story as well. I actually thought you were going to share that, but there you go. All right. We have got, if anyone's got a 2-minute short sharing as well, we've got 2 minutes before we need to go downstairs. Anything? Any last takers? Hugh, you've got 2 minutes, and then we will wander downstairs for the meal.
I don't have stories so much as numbers. So the Turning have been on a focused mission over this last week. Monday, 19 people went out, 56 conversations, 31 prayers of blessing, 11 people gave their lives to Jesus, 12 people gave details to be followed up. That's Monday. Tuesday, 62 people went out, 292 conversations, 137 prayers of blessing, 50 people prayed to receive Jesus into their lives, 40 gave their details to be followed up, 3 are already engaged in discipleship. I'll give you one more. Too many photographs. Here we are. Wednesday, 4 London hubs went out, Ealing, Lambeth, Richmond, Southwark. 37 people went out, 131 conversations, 53 received prayers of blessing, 16 prayed to receive Jesus into their hearts, 17 gave details for follow-up, 9 are now engaged in discipleship. God is doing things. God is at work. You know, when we go out and proclaim the gospel, people respond because they are hungry and they are thirsty. So I would just encourage all of us to be brave, to be bold. If you get a chance to be involved in the Turning, several of us were a few years ago, and I think we were all amazed and blessed by it. You know, be bold. Amen? Amen.
Thank you very much, Hugh. Okay, so we will wander down for dinner, and then we are back here at, what time is it, Matthew? 7:30. 7:30, be back in here for an amazing quiz led by Michael and Lizzie, yes? And if it's anything like last year's, it's going to be tremendous. So back here at 7:30. Thank you very much.